After a while, I found that the psycho ward was a good place to hide when I'd taken something stolen to the pawn shop. I thought if the cops did come to the hospital, the doctors would tell them I was crazy and didn't know what I was doing. But then one good doctor told me there was nothing wrong with me except drinking too much. He said if I came back again, they would send me to the state hospital. I didn't want that, so I stopped going to the psycho ward. Now I'd gotten to the place where I would wake up with black eyes and not know where I got them, or wake up with a lot of money and not know where I got it. Later I found out that I went into stores and stole clothes, then sold them. One morning I woke up with $1,000. I was trying to remember where it came from when two of the biggest cops I ever saw walked in and took me to jail. It came out that I had sold a woman a fur coat. The cops had picked her up, and she told them she'd bought it from me. I got out on bail right away, but when I went to trial, the judge gave me 30 days. When my 30 days were up, I started back on my rounds. I didn't last long. They tell me that I killed a man during that period, but I can't remember anything. It was a total blackout for me. Because I had been drunk, the judge gave me only a 12-year sentence in prison. By the grace of God, I only served 3 years. It was there that I really found out what AA was. I had rejected AA on the outside, but now it came to me in prison. Today, I thank my higher power for giving me another chance at life and AA and being able to try and help some other alcoholic. I have been home for a year and have not taken a drink in 4 years.